a latest ex-gay event to come to Belfast, offering gay people here the opportunity to be healed of their homosexuality. The conference is to be held later this month in a Presbyterian church in East Belfast, but members of Northern Ireland's gay community are outraged that the word lepers is being used in the event's advertising materials. Mike Davidson is director of the Core Issues Trust, who are organising the event. John O'Doherty's here from the Rainbow Project. Also here, Lindsay Conway, director of social services for the Presbyterian Church. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Let me come to you first, Mike, about the event itself. It uses the word lepers in its title. Why are you doing that?
It refers to a biblical metaphor or story, I suppose, in Mark chapter 1, when Jesus reached out to the lepers and touched a leper, and in so doing really broke the stereotype that religious folk of the day had that seemed to suggest that people with leprosy were untouchable. So we're using a kind of extended metaphor to say that the church really does need to wake up and make sure that it has a responsible and appropriate response.
Leprosy is
a
disease. Are you saying gay people are diseased?
No, we're saying that the church actually suffers from a disease that causes itself to look at homosexuality in a kind of hierarchical arrangement of sin, when in fact there is a great deal that is happening among heterosexual folk that actually has been let slip for decades.
There are some straight lepers too.
Well, I don't think we are concentrating essentially on calling anybody a leper other than those who need to be recognised for the fact that they too should be recipients of the grace of the Lord Jesus.
John O'Doherty, there's your explanation.
Well, it's a case of being shocked but not surprised, William. The Core Issues have decided to run this conference. The use of the term lepers is completely unacceptable. If it's about a metaphoric approach, then it should be called the metaphoric lepers among us, not the lepers among us. We've got severe concerns about the speaker who's coming over, Jim Reynolds. He's also responsible for a book called Why We Don't Shoot Our Wounded, which is about supporting fallen church leaders who fall into all different types of difficulties or issues, such as sex scandals, being re-supported within our churches. What we're hearing from Mike is exactly what we've heard before: nice words surrounding real hatred. This is about conditioning gay people to believe that there is something wrong with them, that they are metaphoric lepers living among us, telling them that there is something wrong. Mike tells us that this process is only open to people who choose it, but do people choose it when they're being told or are led to believe that there is something wrong with who they are, when their families are being told that there's something wrong with who they are, and then they're being encouraged to access this type of support, this type of service, which is completely unethical?
Our focus is very much on the church, and therefore our invitations have gone out primarily to conservative churches who we hope will take the suggestion that far more work needs to be done to be inclusive of people who raise the issue of same-sex attraction. And therefore,
why would a gay person want to go to a church that calls them a leper?
I have to say, William, that I felt like a leper in the church. When I began to share with people what I was struggling with, particularly as a married man with children, I felt people coming back to me saying, well, you're really brave to share this with us, but please don't share it in the congregation.
They treated you like a leper.
I felt
because
like
you say
a leper.
You had same-sex attractions.
I had homosexual inclinations in my life. I had chosen not to identify as gay, but I certainly had lived the experience to some extent, and I had experienced all of that. But I was very conflicted with my Christian faith, and therefore, when I came to the church, when I began to believe my reading of the Bible, which seemed to teach me that homosexuality is not God's ideal.
Do you mean by that it's a sin?
Yes. For me, it definitely was a sinful way of life that I wanted to get away from.
The speaker that you've got coming to this conference, Jim Reynolds, he's an American, he's trained in biblical theology and the like. He has a book out, The Lepers Among Us, which is where you get the title from this. Had a look at that book, and he answers some questions in there about ex-gay therapy, about therapy that purports to help someone stop being gay and to become heterosexual. And he's asked the question in there, should a gay person seek that therapy? And his answer is yes, they should, and they should expect to be changed.
I think that that is very much in the context of those who desire to change.
It's not the context in the book. The question in the book is, should you expect to be changed? Yes, is what he says.
The broad context of the book very definitely is not in any way slamming gay people who are happy and content in their relationship.
Well, if you believe homosexuality is a sin, the mere fact that someone's happy in it shouldn't in itself be a justifying factor, surely.
Well, I don't think we should focus on our experience if we're evangelicals. I think we should focus more on what we believe to be the received word of God. And I think that that's what Jim Reynolds does.
Let me bring in Lindsay Conway. Lindsay, this event is being hosted by a Presbyterian church in East Belfast. And you've got two Presbyterian ministers who have sent around letters of endorsement, the Reverend Derek McKelvey and the Reverend David Johnston. We asked them to appear on this programme. They declined to do so this morning. Do you think it's appropriate that Northern Ireland's largest Protestant denomination should in any way be connected to this kind of event?
First of all, I want to say that the use of language is just so important in all
Lepers.
Of this. Yes, I was just shocked when it was brought to my attention on Friday. I mean, this morning we have the Prime Minister being called to book with regards to his...
A joke about Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah.
And he's apologised for that.
And language always in the use of this has been so important. We as a central church have not been asked to endorse this.
Well, what do you think of this language of lepers?
It's just appalling. I mean, I think the issue for me is twofold. Not that it's just a metaphor, but that it's offensive to those who are leprosy sufferers.
Well, we know it was always intended to be a metaphor. No one is suggesting that gay people actually have leprosy.
No, but I mean...
But is the metaphor itself offensive?
I think so. I mean, if you read... Matthew's account of that miracle. The last part of the account also asks the healed leper to go and prove that he is healed. That's the other element of that story. And if you take that metaphor to its conclusion, then you're back to this issue of can a homosexual be healed?